No worries. Okay, so we're on the bottom of Duff Valve and Olive. We're in the middle of discussing a God that hosts about Esav and Yaakov. I sort of rushed to him yesterday because I came late and therefore I didn't have time to do them properly. It should be noted that... Okay, so, famously, Megillah, the first parak of Megillah, has a very, very long... It has a very, very long section of Agadata, right? Where it basically actually more or less goes through to Megillah in order and explains how various people viewed various events, type of thing. And then hence it got... Firstly, it's interesting, because it's written in classic Midrashic style, which is very unusual, because Bavli doesn't write like that. In fact, it almost looks like reading something like a little bit like Pirush Rashi. Is essentially Lema commentary. Now, Midrash Rabbah writes like that, but Bavli does not like that. Not write like that typically. In addition, right, this is the only case where the Bavli goes through a Sefer of Tanakh. Right, now, why the Bavli would choose to go through Esther is not astonishing, in all honesty, as it's the only Sefer in the whole Tanakh, which is basically exclusively about Bavel. Howdy. A little bit, but I was a little bit late as well, so you haven't missed very much. We're not quite there yet, right? We're not quite there. However, we've already entered the really agadic part of the Masechta, right? I don't think it's shocking that these agadites are appearing in this Masechta, because the story of Esther fundamentally is a story of fight with, according to many days in the Chagam, really Pshat Yisrael Mikra, Amalek. Right? And Amalek is, in that sense, the sort of the fulfillment of the evil potential that was in Esav. Right? That's certainly how Chazal understand Amalek. Right? The fight between Amalek and Yisrael is really a continuation of the fight between Esav and Yaakov. Right? So, we're now entering a series of Gadatos. We're going to, like, have, essentially, this, they're going to focus on this rivalry between Esav and Yaakov. And very, very soon, we're going to enter what academics like to refer to, and I think this is quite good, Esther Rabbah. Right? Because, like I said, firstly, there isn't an Esther Rabbah. And secondly, this is the only place where the Bavli does that. Okay. It says... My watch is falling. That's annoying. Okay, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, may dichsev al titein Hashem ma'avaye rasha zamor tapek yarumu selah. So it says, what does it mean when it says Hashem should not give in to the, I suppose, the plots of the Rasha, and don't bring to fruition his plans, Yerom Musel, they should never stand up. Amar Yaakov, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Titen LeEsav Rasha Tavas Libo. Don't give him what he wants. Rabbi Yaakov says, don't give Esav the Rasha what he wants, Amar Ota Peik. Don't allow his plans to come to fruition. Zu germamia shall Edom shall malehen yotze in machorivim kol olam kulo. We did this yesterday, right? That if germamia of Edom, right, was to come out, then they would destroy the entire world. And I mentioned, I think yesterday, right, that germamia in some Gemara, it's unsurprising, is Germania, right? And this was written a little after, a little after the Huns and the Visigoths and a number of German tribes invaded the Roman Empire. Now, Rava...
Huns are not real.
Sir?
Huns are not a Germanic tribe.
The Huns are Mongolian.
The Huns are a Turkish tribe which migrated through Russia all the way around, came down into the Roman Empire through Germany. Okay, they are usually referred to as a Germanic tribe because they're actually closely related ethnically. The actual Germanic tribes just did the same migration earlier.
Interesting.
Or at least that's what most scientists think these days.
Okay.
They are a Turkish tribe. In that sense, yes, but so are, as in, most white Europeans are descended in some way or another from Turks. Only southern Europeans are really not.
Okay.
Anyway, but just don't tell, like, you know, all the people at Stephen Bannon and all those. Anyway, whoops. Right, okay, so Germany, right, they've been causing tremendous destruction. Now, Rav, I don't know, who said this? Rabbi Yitzchak, sorry. Rabbi Yitzchak might have known this, he was in Eretz Yisrael. people would have known about it, right? So this is a fairly clear reference historically, right? Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina, Tlas Mea Katire Taga, Ika, Begermamia, Shel Edom. Right, so there are 300 crown wearers in Germania of Edom, Vitlas, Mea, Vishisin, Vichamsha, Marzevane, Ika, Beromi. And there are 365 Marlevani dochsim, like I suppose officers or something, right? In Romi, right? V'chol yoma nafgehani lapehani umaktil chad minayo umitra de leukme malka. And every single day, they'll sort of go out and they'll have a little bit of a battle and somebody will get killed and there'll be a new king. Right, of the whole lot of them. Mm-hmm. Which, in fairness, like, that is a semi-accurate picture of what was going on in the Roman Empire historically at the time. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak im yomar lecha adam yagati v'lo matzasi al ta'amein lo yagati u'matzasi al ta'amein yagati u'matzasi al ta'amein. Rabbi Yitzchak said. Now we have another brisa from Yitzchak, which has nothing to do with what we said up until now. Right? If somebody says that I worked really hard, right, and I didn't find any Torah, don't believe him. If he says that I didn't work hard and I did find Torah, then you also shouldn't believe him. If he says you worked hard and I did and I found Torah, then that's when you believe him. Suppose, you know, if he didn't want Han, he didn't find Torah together, those two together, you can believe him as well. Han emili b'divrei Torah aval masa matans yasahu min chaya. So that's only true about divrei Torah, about learning Torah, but when it comes to working. So some people read this saying it's all about Hashem's assistance. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably an unlikely read. But I would say it's definitely true that it's partially about Hashem's assistance. So it could definitely happen that somebody worked very hard and didn't, unfortunately, do so well, because, you know, unfortunately that can happen, right? Well, divrei Sora lo amaron el chadud el look migirsa siyasa min shmaihi. And again, for divrei Torah, right, that's really talking about working things out, about understanding things. When it comes to actually remembering things, then that also is dependent on Asha Chadosh Baruch Hu helping you. Okay. This becomes an important proof text, just parenthetically, in the question of, is there a mitzvah to know the Torah? Mm-hmm. Right, so it's definitely a mitzvah to learn the Torah. Is there a mitzvah to retain what you know? Mm-hmm. Right, so this appears to be a machlokes in Chazal, right? The famous Mishnah says somebody calls a shechach davar achad mi'ot misa modai chayav misa, right? Anybody forgets one thing from his Torah is chayav misa. The question, if you look in the Farshim there, the some who say, you know, yeah, you have to work very hard to remember. Let's say, no, it's talking about somebody who goes out of his way to forget. I mean, they didn't like what they found. Right? So, those are two very different understandings of the same din, right? And this becomes already a proof text, right? Some people say, which makes the Torah a good point, right? How can there be a mitzvah to know the Torah if it's dependent on the Kaddish Baruch Hu's helping you? That's not fair. Mm-hmm. Right? Some people say, no, maybe the mitzvah is to do your best, and like, you know, whatever Kach Baruch gives you, but maybe you want to do your best. Okay, fine. And, right. Im Ra'isa, Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Im Ra'isa Rasha She'asha Metzacheketzo Al Tisgarabo. If you find a Rasha who seems to be doing pretty well right now, then don't pick a fight with him. Right? She'ne'emar Al Tisgar Merim Ve'loi Oud Ela She'durachav Maslichim She'ne'emar Yachilu Durachav Bechol Eitz. Right? And then, because we have a pasuk that says, don't fight with the Mirim, with the jokesters, right? And it says, and don't, not anymore, he will succeed, right? If you fight with him, he is going to win. Right? You're a tzaddik, he's a rasha, doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now is helping him, right? So because it says, his ways will succeed all the time. Below Odin, not just that, Ela Shazoche Bedin. He will do, if you go to a Bezdin with him, the Bezdin will believe him, right? Your judgment is raised against him. Mm-hmm. Right? From against him, in other words, it's not gonna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment is not gonna stand up to him, right? Below Od, and not just that, Ela Sheroa Besona Av, he's gonna see his enemies destroyed. Right? Sheneemar, Kotzer Rav Yafiach Bahem, right? Inni, is that really true? Beham Rabbi Yechon, Meshom Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Mutterli, Scarus Bereshaim Ba'olam Hazeh. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Name Rishayim Rinchai. You're allowed to cause a fight with Rishayim in this world. Meaning, normally you're not meant to fight with people, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Loisiyek Korah. That's the mitzvah. All right. So Loisiyek Korah Chukah Adaso. Right? It's us to pick a fight, to deliberately pick a fight. Meaning, if you have a dispute with someone, it's not Asura to, either a monetary dispute or a principle dispute, it's not Asura to follow that through. It's Asura to stump it quite, right? You're not meant to be, we're not meant to be fighting all the time, right? There has to be a reason if we're, mm-hmm. if they're disputing someone, it has to be follow some, you know, reasonably civilized mm-hmm. rules of conduct,
right?
But when it comes to Rishonim, you're allowed to, like, evil people, then already you're allowed to make their lives miserable, mm-hmm. right? Sh'ne'emar, Ozvei Sora Yehallelu Rasha, V'shomrei Sora Yiskar Obam, those who leave the Torah will praise the evildoer, and those who keep the Torah will fight with them. There's a pasuk. V'sami Rabbi Zastai ben Matun Amar, Mutter Liskar Shreshayim Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Zastai ben Matun said the same thing, it's mutter to fight with Rishonim in this world, right? V'im Achshkadim Lomar Al Tiskar B'mireim V'al Tikanei Ba'oisei Avla Misha Libo Nagfo Merkein, and if somebody says, no, don't fight with, don't compete with the Marim, the jokesters, and don't be jealous of those who do evil. That's them. That's just that they're afraid. Right? They're afraid they'll lose. Cain, Ella, rather, I'll just go Marim Leos. Kim Marim, don't compete with them to be like them. Right? Right? The Altek and Abel Savla Leos kill Savla. When you say don't be jealous of them, don't be jealous of them to then do what they do. Whereas you can be Tekan, you can like need to be angry at them, right? You can fight with them, you just can't. Got to do what they do, right? Mm-hmm. One of those ends justifies that. Ends does not justify. It means things. Omer, Ali Kanelib Chabe Chatai Megom. We have another passage that says something similar. Right? Loikashi, this is not really a contradiction. Right? Ha Bemili Dedei, Ha Bemili Dishmaya. The difference between fighting with him about, you know, Olam Tasek concerns, meaning humanitarian concerns, and God's concerns. When it comes to God, then you should fight with them, because what right do you have to say, it's okay, I'll give up on what God wants? And when it comes to what you want, so then maybe it's a better piece of advice sometimes to give in rather than make your situation worse. Right? Unfortunately, a slightly realistic conception of the world. Okay, fine. V'base'ima, ha'be'ha'b milidin. No, it's talking about financial disputes, right? The loikash is still not a problem. Ha, but tzaddik gamur, ha, but tzaddik sheino gamur. It's when a tzaddik is completely convinced that he's a tzaddik gamur, that's when he should fight with a rishayim. But if he's not a tzaddik gamur, you know, it's not going to work out quite as well. By the way, it should be, again, right, this agadata, right, is directly relevant to the story of the Megillah, in the sense that is the Megillah is primarily the fight between Mordechai and Haman, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so this is exactly what happened in the Megillah, right? In other words, these agadas aren't directly addressing the story of the Megillah yet, but they are clearly already talking about what happened in the Megillah. Right? The Amar of, and for the record, right, Mordechai fought with Haman, and it wasn't necessarily such a good thing. In fact, there is critique in the Midrashim against Mordechai for doing it. Also, cites in the Midrashim that say Mordechai did the right thing, but there's definitely critique brought against him that he put the Jews in danger needlessly. Right? The Amar of Huna, my dichsiv, lama tabit bogdim bar tachrish bevela rasha, beva rasha tzadik menu, tzadik menu belea, tzadik gamur ina belea. So it says, why are you looking at the traitors and you're silent when Russia swallows somebody who's more righteous than him? So if somebody's more righteous than him, he can really swallow them, he can defeat them, but somebody who's a tzadik gamur, he can't. Okay. Or you could say something else. Or you could say that no. The difference when he's in like his prime. When right now he's doing really well, so don't take him on now. Don't worry, give it a couple of years, it'll all come back to haunt him. Right? This is also part of a famous series of Gemaras where the Gemara is really talking about Tzadik Biralo, right? Rashi of Tovlo is talking about theodicy. Right? Now you should know straight away, right, that the three answers the Gemara gave, right, that either, yes, sure, the world sucks, right, and the only time when you can really take on Rishayim and hope to succeed is when Hashem, you're doing it for Hashem, or alternatively, right, that a tzaddik she'eino gamur will be punished now for whatever sins he has, right? Most of us are maximum halavai tzaddikim she'eino gamurim, so... Right, so that does more or less answer the question, however unsatisfying it may be. Or this idea that Shah is a chakas, so sure it's unfair, but right, that's only for right now, meaning the answer is essentially mazel, the answer is essentially that right now the constellation is helping him. Right? These three answers are throughout the Bavli. Right? The Bavli, these are consistent answers. The Bavli has this problem. There was actually a very good article that Moriv Rabbi, Professor Yaakov Elman, wrote on this topic. If you're interested, I can email it to you. But these are consistent answers in the Bavli to this question. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yerushalmi has a honestly less complicated take on Tzadik Viralo.
What do they say?
They mostly say that there's no such thing.
As in, it's always good?
Well, you're missing something, or they're going to get it back in Olam Haza, in Olam Haba. Okay. Okay. Amar Ula, Italia shel Yavan zekrach gadol shel Romi. Ula said, the Italia of Lavan is a great city in Rome. Okay, what is it talking about? Okay, so the answer is that southern Italy is actually ethnically Greek. Right? Southern Italy does not have any, well, I mean, there's no such thing as an ethnic Italian, frankly. It doesn't exist, right? The peoples that settled, but the peoples that settled northern Italy, above the spine, right? Above the lower Italian Alps, are not ethnically related to people that settled southern Italy. The people settled southern Italy are actually originally Greek, right? And Sicily, right? And they built a series of cities that more or less combined in the time of the Roman Empire. They were all very, very, very close together, right? So they're all like, it's like Silver Spring and Washington type of thing, right? And that's what it's talking about. Right? And then it came to be ruled by the Roman Empire at, you know, a relatively early period. Okay, right. The Ahavis, class mea parasol, class mea parasol. Okay, it's 300 by 300 parasol. Yes, it's bigger than that, but whatever. But Yeshba Shasa Shvakim, and there are 365 Shvakim. Makten a Kaminyan, Yemosachama, like the day, one for each day of the year. Right? The Katan Shvukolam Shal Mokri Ophos, and the smallest one is the one that, where they sell birds. Right? The Ahavis, Shisha Asar Mil, Shisha Asar Mil, and it's 16 by 16 mil. It's a very large market, even though it's the smallest one. That's the point, right? And every single day the king goes to one of these markets to have a big feast. And anybody who lives in it, even though he wasn't born there, will receive a gift from the house of the king. Right, and the person who was born in it, even if he doesn't live there, can receive a present from the king's house, from the palace as well. Right, and has 3,000 bathhouses in it. Right, and there are 500. Windows that are putting out smoke, meaning 500 houses outside of the walls. Right, now it's expanded far outside of its walls. Right, Sado Echad Yam, Sado Echad Harem. It lies between the sea and the mountains, basically impregnable. Right, Ugvaos Sido Echad Echad Mechitza Shel Barzel. Harem Ugvaos, sorry, Sido Echad Mechitza Shel Barzel. On one side it has a steel wall. Sido Echad Chulso Chulsis. And another place is like spiny rocks and a valley. It's impossible.
Right? What was the point of saying all that? What was the point of saying all that? It seems like very off topic from what we were talking about before.
The Russia to Amasah
Chazal.
Right now, Rome is the Malchus of Russia in Chazal. Rome is the paradigmatic evil kingdom in
Chazal. So it's kind of just giving an example of like how it's more materialistic. And yeah,
don't take on the Roman Empire, you'll lose.
Is the city that
now, for the record, that was not obvious for Jewish people, because right from 67 to 73 of the Common Era, we had the Great Revolt, right, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And then between, if I remember correctly, 130 and 133, we have the Bar Kokhba Revolt, which is the third revolt. And yes, I skipped the second. Right, around the year 100, there was a revolt of the Jews not in Eretz Yisrael. It was called the Second Jewish Revolt, and it was all through North Africa and what the Romans called Asia Minor, which is basically modern-day Turkey, right? There were millions of Jews living there, and they revolted. We actually know very little about it because there's not much documentation about it, but we know it happened, right? So there were three Jewish revolts, and it was Jews didn't get the point, right? And we kept losing. Anyway, yes, we are a stiff-necked people, famously.
Is the city they're talking about here supposed to be Rome?
I don't think so. We say Italia shall Yavan Shebekrach. It doesn't sound like it's talking about Rome itself. Anything you do, I would learn as saying it's one of the small cities in Rome. Right, and that's the point.
Okay.
Right? But you can't take on these people, don't even try. Okay. Right. Koroetz HaMegillah Be'adar HaRishon. If they read Megillah, two Adars, right? Theoretically. Not this year, but some years, right? Two Adars, right? If you read the Megillah in the first Adar, Venis Abra HaShana, and then you Are you afterwards, they decide they're not meant to do this. But afterwards, they decide, and even though they're not meant to do this, they decide during Adar there'll be another Sheni. Right? After Purim, right? So in the second half of the month, they're really meant to decide this one. Do you know when they're meant to make the decision? When they're meant to make the decision if there's going to be a Shana Mil Beres or not? Tishrei. Right? To give everybody time to, like, know about it. Right? But it changes the date of Pesach. And that's the reason why you do it, so Pesach stays in the right season of the year. But, like, you need to give people a chance to know about it. But let's say they didn't do it properly, and they let people know, and they did it in Adar. So then, right? Korin Ba'adar. Korin Osa Ba'adar Sheni. So then we'll read Megillah again. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Right? Ein Bein Adar Rishon La'Adar Sheni Ela Kriyas HaMegillah U'Matanas Lev Yonin. There's no distinction between Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon except for Kriyas Megillah and Matanas Lev Yonin. Right? The implication of Mishnah is that Sa'ud and Mishloach Monos can be done Adar Rishon. We don't pass in that way, as you were saying before. Okay?
What happens if you eat a behemoth?
Have a couple of minutes. Ha le'inyan seder parshiyos zevezeh shalom. So the Gemara says, what about seder parshiyos? Right, meaning, but parsha shtalim and parsha zachor and parsha parah and parsha chodesh. Do we read them also in Adar Rishon?
I'm pretty sure you get
Malchus. Ma'ane nesnesin. Who says this? Lo tanakam le Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yosi. It's not tanakam le Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yosi ve'lo Rashbag, and it's not Rabbi Shem Gamaliel. The Sani, as we say in the Brisa, Karu es a Megillah ba'Adar Rishon, it's Abra Shanakor, it's Abra Rishoni, Shekol Mitzvah Shenogos B'Sheni, Nogos B'Rishon, Chutzim Mikra Megillah. Alright, so we have a Tanakama that says that if you read Megillah in the first month, read it again in the second month. Right, because the mitzvahs of the Sheni exist in the Rishon as well, except for Megillah.
No,
the mitzvahs of the second Adar exist in the first Adar, except for Megillah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, Amir, Ein Korin Osa, Ba'adar Hashem, Yishakom, Mitzvah, Shenogos, B'Shem, Yinogos, B'Shem, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi says, don't bother reading, and it's fine. Right?
I don't need
the source. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, Af Korin Osa, Ba'adar Hashem, Rabbi Yishimon, Rabbi Yosi says, you know, you should also read it in Adar Hashem, Yishakom, Mitzvah, Shenogos, B'Shem, Ein Nogos, B'Rishon. Right, because he paskins that any mitzvah which exists in the second Adar doesn't exist in the first Adar. Meaning, the first Adar ain't Adar, the second Adar is Adar for the purposes of all mitzvahs, right? Right, because Adar is really the month before Pesach. Yeah? But I agree about eulogizing and tainis and fasting that they shouldn't be done on Purim or Shoshan Purim in either month. Right? Rav Shimon and Leah Hainu Tanakama. Doesn't Rav Shimon and Leah say the same thing as Tanakama? That you have to reread the Megillah. Zamar of Papa. Rav Papa says Seder Parashiyos Ika Beinayu. The difference is the Seder Parashiyos, right? The Tanakama Sarah Lechatchila B'Sheni Be Yavod Rishon Avod Bar Mimikra Megillah. Defagav the Kar Rishon Kar B'Sheni. And the difference is Seder Parashiyos, right? The Tanakama thought that if this happened and you read the Parashiyos in the first order. Then b'di'evid you were yotze. We don't do it lechachila, but b'di'evid you were yotze. And Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, even b'di'evid you were yotze, you're going to have to read them again in the second Adar. Right? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Savara, Afil, Mikra, Megillah, lechachila, Barishon. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't matter, you can just read Megillah in the Rishon. No problem. Right? Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Savara, Afil, Seder, Parashiyos, Ikar, Barishon, Kar, B'Sheni. Rabban Gamliel, Rashbag said, absolutely everything has to be done in the Sheni, both the Seder, Parashiyos, and all the mitzvahs of Purim. Right? Mani. Itanakana kashe matanos. I Rabbi Eliezer bar Yosi kashe nami mikra megillah. If it was Tanakama, then what about matanos lev yonim, which we said you have to repeat, right? The Tanakama and the Brisa said only megillah, right? And if it's Rabbi Eliezer bar Yosi, then you shouldn't have to repeat even megillah, let alone matanos lev yonim, right? I Rashbag kashe seder parshiyos, and in Rashbag says that you have to repeat seder parshiyos, and the same implication of the Mishnah is that you don't have to repeat that. Le'olam Tanakam v'tana mikra megillah v'huadin l'matanas lev yonim deha v'hatalya. So it says, no, it's really Tanakama. Because when he says Megillah in the Brisa, he's including matanas lev yonim because we said matanas lev yonim, we already said this, matanas lev yonim goes in mikra megillah because the poor people are looking at mikra megillah to know, to receive their money. Right? V'yibay seimon, you could say le'olam Rashbagi masdisin chesur mikra v'hakisani, and really you could say maybe it's really Rashbag who said this Mishnah and the Mishnah is missing text. Right? Right? It was the Gersa of the Mishnah is bad, it's missing text. Ve'achiksani, and this is really what it should have said. Ein ben arba asar shabar Adar Rishon la yud aras asar Adar Sheni. There's no difference between the 14th of Adar Rishon and the 14th of Adar Sheni. Ela mikra Megillah u'matanos. Except for mikra Megillah, reading Megillah and matanos lev yonim. Hala inyan hesped atayin sevez zashanim. So with regard to eulogizing and fasting, they're the same. Ve'ilu seder parashios, seder parashios, loy mayri. And when it comes to reading the parashiyos in the correct order, that's just not the topic of the Mishnah at all. Right? And that's the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention it, but it's only talking about the 14th of Adar. Okay, we're going to stop for Shachar.